In Colossians chapter 3 and verses 1 and 2, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "If then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth. For you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God." Being raised with Christ is something that we ought to think about. The resurrection of Jesus Christ was a powerful event, a great demonstration of God's power over death. But the resurrection wasn't intended to simply be that alone. In fact, it has implications for many people, and especially for those who would dedicate themselves to the Lord by becoming a child of God. For the Christian, the resurrection changes his life, as Paul talked about here. If you were raised with Christ. Now we know that being raised with Christ means having experienced the waters of baptism. For resurrection from baptism is that being raised with Christ. Romans chapter 6 and verses 1 through 11 tells us that when we're baptized into the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ, and we are raised from that watery grave of baptism to walk in a new life. And if a new life, then a different life, a changed life, a life of a different focus, a life that is going to be dedicated to the Lord, a life that is going to set our minds on the things above and not on the things on the earth. And exactly how do we live that life? How do we continue to be faithful to the Lord and His purposes? Well, that's what I would like for us to think about this morning. The resurrected life, and specifically faithfulness. Faithfulness in that resurrected life. This morning, I would like for us to think about the ABCs of faithfulness. Because that resurrected life means that we've got to be faithful to the Lord. In Galatians chapter 5 and verses 22 and 23, it tells us that faithfulness is one of the fruit of the Spirit. Faithfulness. And so the Lord wants us to develop that attitude within our lives and to focus on that. What is faithfulness? It is taking something that belongs to another, being entrusted with it, and managing it appropriately. 1 Corinthians 4 verse 2 says that stewards are an example of faithfulness. Moreover, it is required in stewards that one be found faithful. A steward is someone who takes care of something that belongs to someone else. And we know that we belong to another. And that is Jesus Christ Himself. We belong to Him. Jesus tells us, "He who is faithful in what is least is faithful also in much." Luke 16 and verse 10. And God has given us some things to be faithful over. Ourselves, our lives, our families. He wants us to live a life of responsibility toward Him. Now we want to talk about being a faithful Christian specifically this morning. We could talk about being faithful in a lot of areas. You can be faithful to your spouse. You can be faithful to your children and your family. You can be faithful to your parents. You can be faithful in your education, faithful in your job, faithful in a lot of things. But we don't want to focus on those things specifically. What we want to focus on is being faithful as a Christian, and specifically in relationship to God as a Christian. What are some of the ABCs of faithfulness? Things that, the fundamental things, you know, when you go to school and you get out the chalk on the blackboard and the teacher starts writing, you know, what is going on there? There's education, fundamental education. And one of the very first things that children are taught in school are the ABCs, because reading and writing is very fundamental. Everything else depends upon that. One cannot learn effectively and diligently without having those very basic skills. And when it comes to being a Christian and being a faithful Christian, and we're not saying that everything that we're going to talk about this morning is everything that you need to do. There's more to it than just this, but these are like those basic fundamental things that all Christians should be thinking about doing as they are laying that foundation for further growth in Christ. And that foundation starts with the fundamentals. And what are these things that we need to do as Christians to be faithful? First of all, we need, and we're going to say basis upon the A, B, C's, A, B, and C. We're going to say A is for attending the services. B is for studying the Bible. And C is for imitating the Christ. And so these are very fundamental, basic things that every Christian should be thinking about doing. So let's begin thinking about these ABCs of faithfulness, of being a faithful Christian this morning. Because we have been raised from the dead, because we have been raised to walk in a new life, we are faithful. And faithfulness begins with the ABCs. Like I said, this isn't everything, but these are the fundamentals. So let's think about them for a moment. First of all, let's be faithful in our attendance. You know, just like little babies need nutrition regularly, frequently, in order to grow and in order to flourish, so also Christians need spiritual food. And we get that spiritual food largely from our attendance. And so the more that we attend, the more we're going to get that spiritual nutrition and be able to grow as Christians. As newborn babes, Peter writes, desire the pure milk of the word that you may grow thereby. We get that pure milk of the word from studying together. As a body, we have Bible classes, we have worship services, we have multiple. Sometimes we have even more opportunities than the regularly scheduled services that we have every week. But we have these services so that the spiritual food is available and that we can grow. Attendance at these services is part of being faithful. It's part of getting that spiritual nutrition so that we can grow. And we have these services for nutrition, but we also have them for fellowship, for encouragement, to see other Christians and to meet with them and to reflect on our lives and think about where we are and where we're going together as Christians. And so we need that fellowship. Hebrews 10 and verse 25 says, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another. You see, that's what attendance is about. It's about exhorting one another. It's about helping one another, encouraging one another so we can get through that work week, right? And so much more as you see the day approaching. And so we attend to get spiritual nutrition. We attend to get fellowship. We attend to worship God. We want to pour out of ourselves in our worship to God. And attendance is about worship also. And so we come together to worship, to let each other know that we are in this together and that we are united in worshiping the same God and in fellowship with Him and with one another. Jesus said in John 4, verse 24, the hour is coming and now is when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth, for the Father is seeking such to worship Him. God wants us to worship Him, and we should want to worship God also. God is spirit, and those who worship Him must worship in spirit and truth. And so to worship God means coming together as a body of Christians and joining together in our voices and in our thoughts and in our hearts, those thoughts and ideas that God has set before us in His Word, thinking about the Lord's Supper, thinking about the sacrifice that Jesus made. All of the things of worship we do in order to dedicate ourselves to the Lord, to focus on Him and think about His good and holy will. And so to be faithful, to live that resurrected life, we need to attend the services. But then secondly, as you think about the ABCs of the faithful Christian, B is for Bible study. And Bible study gets a separate approach and a separate point. And why is that? Because it is so essential to informing our hearts on our lives and how we are to order those lives. In Psalm 1, for example, David writes these words, "Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night." Bible study. We need to think about it. We need to be focusing on it. We need to have Bibles with us so that if we are thinking about God's Word, and you can have a Bible with you like this or on a device, you know, Bibles are so easy to come by today. And even more inexpensive than they used to be. I remember Bible salesmen coming by the house when I was a kid, you know, trying to sell Bibles. But nowadays, you can get a Bible for free just about anywhere. So Bibles are available. And we need to focus on God's Word. This is the Almighty God of heaven communicating to us, reaching out to us to talk to us. We should be wanting to listen to what He has to say. 2 Timothy 2 and verse 15 says, "Be diligent." The old translation, the King James says, "Study." But be diligent. The idea is to give an effort to this. And giving an effort to this is studying. To present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed. Now notice this last part. Rightly dividing the word of truth. We've got to rightly divide, correctly handle, and appropriately use God's word within our life so that we can be workers who do not need to be ashamed, so that we can be present ourselves approved to God. When we know the Bible and we have it within our heart, it's going to help us tremendously in our walk with the Lord. Think about the Bereans in Acts chapter 17 and verse 11, who were more fair-minded, Luke records, than those in Thessalonica. And how were they more fair-minded? In that they received the word with all readiness. They were eager to hear God's word. They were longing to have God's word. And then they did this. They didn't stop there. They searched the scriptures daily to find out whether these things were so. And look, in those days, they didn't have one of these that they could carry around with them. In order to search the scriptures, they had to go down to the local synagogue and get out the scrolls. And you know how difficult it was to work through those scrolls? If you're ever interested in seeing that sometime, go on YouTube and look up the scroll of the Torah and how people look at it and read it. It takes a tremendous amount of work just to work through those scrolls. And the organization that they had wasn't nearly as easy as what we have today. In fact, I can say something like Acts 17:11, and you know exactly what to do with that. You know where to open your Bibles up and what the 17 means and what the 11 means. They didn't have that back in those days. And why am I saying all this? Because look, it says they searched the scriptures daily. Now think of all the effort that they put in to doing that. Do we make that kind of effort when it comes to studying God's word? They searched the scripture daily to find out whether these things were so. We should be into studying God's word and thinking about it on a daily basis. And so, for the ABCs of faithfulness, we need to include in that Bible study. That's our B. Now let's look at our C. C is for Christ-likeness, or imitating the Christ. In order to be faithful as a Christian, in order to live that resurrected life as a Christian, I have got to follow Jesus Christ. We think about following Jesus Christ. I think about 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 21, where Peter says, "For to this you were called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow his steps." In the context, Peter is talking to servants who are getting mistreated for nothing wrong that they have done, but simply because they're servants. And he says to those servants, if you take that patiently, then you are exhibiting the same qualities in your life that Christ exhibited in his life when he was mocked, when he was scourged, when he was beaten and cursed and ridiculed and spat upon, when he went to the cross and died. How do we have grace within our lives? By following Jesus Christ. Christ also suffered for us, leaving an example that you should follow his steps. And that means that we must have a different mindset toward things than people in the world have. We must walk in his steps. We need to live for him. Paul wrote Philippians 1 verse 21, "For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain." To live is Christ. Oh, how we need to incorporate that within our lives. Notice Colossians 3 and verse 4. "When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you will also appear with him in glory." Christ is our life. That's what Paul said there in that little parenthetical comment. When Christ, who is our life, appears, you will appear with him. Is Christ your life? Do you live for Christ? So many let the world come in and control things, but we must not. To live that resurrected life, to live that transformed life, to be a faithful Christian, we have got to follow the Christ. We've got to imitate the Christ. We must have Christ-likeness. Romans 12 verse 2 says, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." Renewing your mind, that's what it's all about. That's what the resurrection is all about. That's what it means to be a faithful Christian, to renew your mind. Let Christ work in your life by giving yourself to him and his holy will. The ABCs of faithfulness. Now, like I said earlier, this isn't everything that a Christian is called to do. There are many other things. We didn't mention evangelism. That's important as a Christian, to be involved in evangelism. We did not mention taking care of your family. That's super important as a Christian, to take care of your family. Those are important things. And those things, we study about those things on other occasions. But when it comes down to being a faithful Christian, the ABCs, the fundamentals, where you start and upon which you can build your Christianity, this is what needs to be done. First of all, A is for attendance. We have got to come to worship. B is for Bible study. We've got to be involved in that Bible study and work on it. Think about the Bible every opportunity we have. And C is for Christ-likeness. Following Jesus, imitating him, doing what he did. And this morning, we all have the opportunity to leave this building today and to go out in the world and be Christians. That's what God wants us to do. And so maybe you're looking at these things, you're thinking about them, and you're like, you know what? That's really good stuff. It's important. I need to think about that more. I really need to apply that to my life. I need to be this faithful Christian that the Bible calls me to be by doing these things. And I hope that's what your thought processes are along those lines today. Or maybe you need some help with some of these things. You're struggling. You need prayers from the church. And you would like to request those prayers this morning. We can pray with you and help you to have a better Christian life. Or maybe this morning you're thinking, you know what, I need to become a Christian. I see the value in all of these things, that there is importance there. There's God talking to me is so important. I want that, and I certainly want to reflect Christ in my life, and that's something that you've not done, but now you want to start doing that, and you can make that change today. That's what the resurrection is all about, making changes through hearing His word, believing it, repenting of sin, confessing Jesus as Lord, and being baptized to come into the likeness of His death, burial, and resurrection. That's what it's all about, and living that faithful Christian life. This morning, if you would like to do that, we would be glad to assist you in that process. So whatever your need may be today, we invite you to come forward and make it known now, while together we stand and while we sing.